we thank you again now for this time of offering. We pray that what we present to you would be pleasing in your sight. We pray that you would use it for the furtherance of thy kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is the great I am. Moses said to God, "Whom shall I say sent me?" And God said, "Tell them, I am that I am." How many of you know that He is the great I am? One translation of that scripture says, "I am all that you need." Whatever you need, God is. Whatever you want, God has it. So he is the great I am. I wished I had time to talk about that today. I am that I am. Hallelujah. Lord our God, we give you thanks again for the voices of these men, for those who played the instruments of faith. We bless your name and we thank you for them. We pray your blessings upon their families and where they work, where they live, even where they relax. Bless now the preached word, that what is said and what is done in this place will bring glory and honor to your name. We pray, our God, that you would use me as never before. May the message be clear. May understanding of what is said, may it be understood with clarity. Thank you again for your goodness, for your mercy, and for the opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk. For it's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, that we pray. And all the people of God said, amen. Amen. And those who were not afraid shouted, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message for the morning comes to us from the writings of the apostle of the disciple Matthew. There's some concern as to whether this is the writing of the Matthew who followed Jesus Christ when he said, as passing, follow me. And he stopped his work, working as a tax collector, and followed him. We do not know whether this is the Matthew Levite. All that we know is that he records one of several pericopes, short stories about the life of Christ. In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, he shares with us these words. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. But he, being Jesus, turned and said unto him, and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Look at your neighbor and says, and say to your neighbor, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. The 16th chapter of Matthew shares with us several things out of the life of Christ as he works and walks with his disciples. In that first verse, we see that the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to tempting him with a desire that he would show them a sign from heaven. Isn't it amazing that most of us want a sign that God is God and that God is speaking to us? We want a sign. We want something to prove that God is God, and above him there is none other. But Jesus, seeing them coming, and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowing. Are hypocrites, O ye hypocrites, ye have discerned the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. And then Jesus, as he leaves and talks to his disciples, he shares with them as they pass to the other side. The disciples have left bread. Notice in that sixth verse, in that fifth verse, and when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. That's a sermon right there. Don't forget to take the bread. Don't forget to take the name of Jesus with you. For he says that I am the bread of life. That your fathers ate bread in the wilderness and they died. But I am the bread that came from heaven down. He that eateth me shall never die. In that sixth verse, then Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they didn't know what he was talking about. They thought that he was speaking because they had forgotten to take no bread with them. In that eighth verse, when Jesus proceeded and said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? And then Jesus shares with them the miracles of his feeding of the 5,000 men, not counting women and children, with five loaves of bread. You may remember that story, how he took the bread of a little boy's lunch, and two fish, and lifted it up to God and multiplied. Isn't it amazing how whatever you have, God can multiply it? Whatever the needs are, and you offer a little bit, God can take that little and make much. And then he shares with him, do you not understand how I took the 7 loaves of bread and the 4 and fed the 4,000? And how many baskets were left over? Jesus constantly reminds us that he is God and that in his hands all things are possible. And then we find how in that 13th verse and reading through that 19th verse, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Thank God for Peter. Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And look what Jesus says to Peter, who thought, and even if he was here today, he would think that he knew everything. But he said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build your church. Are y'all not reading with me? I will build my church. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, this is not your church. This is God's church. This is not Pastor Jimison's church. This is God's church. This is not the Second Baptist Church on the east side. It's God's church. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Notice it does not say that the gates of hell and hellish people won't come against the church, but they won't win. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you won't win if you try to destroy God's church. There's no winning for you for heaven. God has built his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It comes up against it. It says that the church won't succeed. It says that God is dead, but guess what? God is not dead, for he's yet alive. And you ask me how I know he's alive, because he's alive in me. I feel a little wheel of turning, and it is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's God at work in me. I'm not all that I should be, but I thank God that I'm not what I used to be. Oh, I wish they had some deacons here could testify that when I was in the world, I was in the world. But now I'm in the church. I'm a part of the body of Christ. May not be all that I ought to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. heaven, and I will give unto you the gates. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever he shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And whatsoever he shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, don't let me pray on you. Or y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. Don't let me pray on you. If I tell God about you and God does not like your action, he can stop the lion's mouth. He can cool the fiery furnace. And then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus of Christ. Verse 24, from that time forth began Jesus to show his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Look at Peter again in that 22nd verse. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, began to chastise Jesus, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto you. But Jesus turned and said unto Peter, I wish I had somebody read that for me. Get thee behind me. What? Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savest the things that be of God, but those that thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man. And then Jesus, this is our text. And then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Look at your neighbor and say to your neighbor again, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. He says, if any man, if any person will come after me. What Jesus is saying is, all are welcome to be my disciples. Man, woman, boy or girl, rich or poor, white, Hispanic, black, or Chinese. It does not matter your race. It does not matter your sex. Jesus is saying, if you will and come after me and follow me, I will make you disciples of men. I will make you fishers of men. And so it does not matter whether I am highly educated or not. If I desire to follow Jesus, I have made the right choice. If anyone will come after me, will follow me, then I shall use them in the plans that I have for them. Like God's love, the invitation is universal. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I am a part of that whosoever. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. All are welcome. There's a songwriter that says, there's room at the cross for you. Doesn't matter what stage of life you're in, there's room at the cross for you. You can be as old as Abraham and as old as Sarah. If God has a blessing for you in your body, it doesn't matter how you laugh at his plan, it's going to happen. As Isaac, he'll tell you, I came because God said it would be so. All are welcome. That's the first thing, to follow Jesus. Secondly, there's a cost, the cost of discipleship. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the author of the book, The Cost of Discipleship, and Elton Trueblood, they say that our cross is our extension of the body of Christ as he lives today. We too must take up a cross. It doesn't matter whether the cross is a large cross, a middle-sized cross, or a small cross. All of us are invited to take up the cross. But there's a cost. Look at what the cost is. One must deny oneself. Pastor, what do you mean by deny oneself? It means stop putting yourself in first place. Stop putting yourself in first place. Let God take first place in your life. All of us want to win first place. All of us, if we're in a race, no one wants to come in fourth place, because fourth place usually doesn't get a trophy, doesn't get an award. But first, second, and third place usually gets outstanding awards. The first place get a superior award. But guess what? In God's rewarding program, you don't get a first place. You don't get a second place, a third place. You get a crown of righteousness, or you get a well done, thy good and faithful servant. We work for a well done. And to give up first place means that you're willing to accept a well done. We need to stop putting ourselves in first place. And secondly, we need to give up our personal plan. We need to give up our personal plan. How many of you made plans for your life and it didn't go the way you planned it? I see some hands. I wanted to be a great baseball player, and I was pretty good. I was a good catcher and a good right fielder. I didn't say left field, because a lot of balls go to left field. I wanted to be in right field. You got few left-hand batters sending it to left field. And I never forget the baseball. I was so good until the Philadelphia Phillies came to my house, asked my mother and my grandmother if I could go to their farm team. Not to the big league, not to the major leagues, but to the minor league. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you can go to the minor leagues and make the major leagues. Big Mama said, yeah, that'd be nice. He offered us a little money. I looked at that bonus. I said, that's going to be pretty good. It's going to get me out of this project. And Big Mama asked one question. Do they play on Sundays? The man said, yes, they play primarily on Saturdays and Sundays. Big Mama said, well, he can't go. Look at your neighbor and say, dream. Died on duty, play on Sundays. That was what I wanted to do. But God said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to do you good, to open up doors that you never thought would open before you. And thank God that the doors of the preaching of the gospel has opened. And thanks be to God, I've had the opportunity to preach, not just in America, but in foreign lands, because he knew the plans that he had for me, not my plans. Touch your neighbor and tell your money ain't everything. And all money ain't good money. Excuse me. Y'all missed it. We need to give up our personal plans. He says, whoever will come after me must deny themselves. And the second thing in that text, it says, take up his cross, his or her cross, which means to me to accept the responsibility of being a holder of the faith. The cross represents our faith in the true and living God. It represents the plan of salvation for us. And the psalmist says, what must I do for all his benefits for me? I know I will take up the cup of salvation. The cup of salvation is demonstrated by the blood of Jesus Christ shed on Calvary for your sins and my sins. It was shed for my sins that I may be forgiven for my sins. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, there is an escape for your sins. It's called the blood of Jesus. He died for you and for me that I may have a right to the tree of life. Need to accept the responsibility of a holder of the faith. The 1976 Olympics in Montreal, a Japanese gymnast, Shun Fujimoto, was competing in the team competition. Somehow doing the floor exercise, he broke his right knee. It was obvious to all reasonable observers that he would be faced with withdrawal from the competition. But they reckoned without the determination of a true competitor. On the following day, Fujimoto competed in his strongest event, the rings. His routine was excellent, but the critical point lay ahead. The dismount, without hesitation, Fujimoto dismounted and in with a twisting somersault. There was a moment of intense quiet as he came thundering down. The impact on his wounded knee was tremendous. Then there was quietness. And then came the thundering applause as he stood his ground. Later, reporters asked about that moment. And he, with tears in his eyes, said, "The pain shot through me like a knife. It brought me almost to my knees. But guess what? I now have a gold medal and the pain is gone." So young people, senior citizen, old people, we need to remember that sometimes we break things in life and the pain is great, but the reward is greater. He said, "I had pain, but now I have a gold medal. I broke my ankle or my knee, but guess what? I still have won the prize." If we hold on to God's unchanging hand, no matter what we go to, we can win the prize. He said, "Take up your cross and follow me." One writer says, "Follow me daily." The final point is fellowship. Fellowship means to be willing to endure, to willing to follow with patience, to follow with love. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." When I think about fellowship, I can remember in 1958 as a youth, I went to the YMCA camp. Didn't have the money to go, but thank God for a church like First Mount Zion, like Mount Zion Baptist Church, 1113 Wall Street, Dallas, Texas. It was a kind of church like Second Baptist that would take youth from next door, youth from across the city, allow them to come and to share and to grow in faith and to grow in fellowship one with another. Mount Zion sent four boys to the Moreland Branch YMCA day camp. It was out in the woods. There wasn't any, wasn't any houses. There was nothing but us. Us, the bugs. Us, the mosquitoes. Us, the yellow jacks. Us. It was just us. And it was eight boys that lived in a little hut. One boy was from Jacksonville, Texas. Never will forget him. He was a heavy set guy. And my bunk was under him. And whenever he would turn, I would be afraid. I'd wake up thinking that he's falling. But I never shall forget. The camp counselor said to us, I'm taking eight of you, and we're going out. And we're going out, and when we go out, you're going to have a challenge. We're going to have a challenge, and we're going to blindfold you. We're going to blindfold you before we lead you to where you need to go. Now, being from the neighborhood, I wasn't used to being blindfolded. I was not used to somebody putting a hood over me or putting rag around my face. So when it got to me, I said, no, no, you can't blindfold me. He said to me, if you're going to go with us, you have to follow the instructions and you have to follow the leader. Touch your neighbor and tell you may not know where we're going, but if you trust God, you got to follow him and follow his ways. Well, I had to submit because I didn't want to be chicken and want to be known as an outsider. Put the blindfold on. I walked through a little trail. And then the leader took us one at a time. Guess what? God comes for us one at a time. We're saved one by one. I stepped. He said, follow me. Put your hands on my shoulder. Follow me. Put your left foot first, and then your right foot where your left foot was, and keep walking. I noticed that what I was walking on was not flat. It was round. I was disturbed by the fact that I was not on solid ground. I got a message out of not being on solid ground, and that is we walk, oh, help me somebody, by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. When I got to the other side, There was fear in me. There was a knowing about the situation and the surface. When I got to the other side, he pulled the mask off. And he pulled the blindfolders off. And I could see that I had walked a plank, had walked a round log. And being the first one over, I took great pride in the fact that I had followed without question but some reservation the leader. Now I was able to encourage somebody else. Oh, y'all missed it. If you follow Christ and it looks like you're not going in the right direction, it looks like you're going to slip and fall, but if you hold on to God's plan, if you hold on to God's promises, it may look like you're not going to get to the other side, but when you get to the other side, you can encourage somebody by telling them, come on, it's no danger in the water. Come on, King Jesus is the captain. Come on. Don't worry about it. That's what Jesus was saying to his disciples. He said, look, I'm going to leave you, brothers. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm coming back again and receive you unto myself. All you got to do is stay on board. Don't get off the ship. It looks like the ship is sinking, but don't get off. Stay on board. You look around the congregation and you don't see folk you used to see. You don't see folk you used to see. Don't see Mother Wilson. Don't worry about it. I can see her now. I followed the master. I followed his plan. And now I'm resting on the other side. Folk like Medora Brown who wore pants to church. She said to me, Reverend Jemison, if I come, I'm coming in pants. I said, I don't care if you come in pants or short pants. Just show up. God respects your presence more than he respects your dress. Y'all missed it. God doesn't care what you're wearing to church. He just wants you in the Lord's house. We miss folk. We miss folk who have died. We miss folk who have changed membership. But can I tell you something? God has a plan for Second Baptist. I'm not giving up on Second Baptist. I'm staying on board. I'm continuing to praise God because I have decided to follow Jesus. Some folk choose silver and gold. But I have decided to follow Jesus. And I am willing to deny myself that I may follow him and that in following him, I may earn a place with him. You and I can cross over the waters if we love one another. Fellowship is following with endurance, is following with patience, is following with love. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I have decided to follow Jesus. If any man will come after him, we have to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. And if I follow him and if you follow him, we won't lose our life. We'll gain our life. For we have a cloud of witnesses. We have a cloud of witnesses. I just wish I could call everybody's name that have walked with us and that have served God with us in this place. Folk like Clark Boggs, folk who, like Murphy, who prayed and sang the songs of Zion. Folk like Ruth Burns, she's somewhere around the kingdom of God, walking and talking with the elders. I don't know about you, but one day when this life is over, because I have followed him, I shall reign with him. Hey, thank God for reigning power. May land on a broken knee, but I got the victory. I may land on a broken knee, but I got the victory. I may have crossed the law, but I have the victory. Is there anybody in this place that knows something about following Jesus? You've been following him a long time. You started young and now you're old. But you can say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Yes, I follow him because he died on Calvary. But the third day morning, he got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. I'm following Jesus. He's a mighty good leader. Yeah. Big Mama used to say, he led my mother. He led my father all the way from earth to glory. And one day I shall have that testimony that he led me to a city not made with hands. Eternal. Eternal in the heavens. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. And all the people of God who love God said, amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, when your blindfold is taken off, you can see how far you've come. And as the songwriter writes, amazing grace, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. Was grace that brought me safe this morning. Singing, church standing. You may come by letter and Christian experience, but we invite you to come, whosoever will.
Time is filled with swift transitions, and not on earth unsmooth can end. Build your hopes on things eternal. You've got to hold on God's unchanging hand.
Come on, choir.
Hold to His hands, God's unchanging hand. You've got to hold
to His hands.
To His hands. And build your hopes on things eternal. You've got to hold to God's unchanging hand. Time is filled with swift transitions. Not on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. You've got to hold to God's unchanging hand. You've got to hold to His hand, God's unchanging. Oh, you've got to
hold
to His hands. Then you can
build
your hopes on things eternal. You've got to hold to God's unchanging hand.
Come on, we're just going to hold a little while.
You've got to hold to His hands, God's unchanging. Come on, let's hold to His hands. We'll
build
your things eternal. You've got to hold to God's unchanging hand.
Come on, one more time.
Hold on, hold to His hands, God's unchanging hands. You got to hold to His hands and build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Amen, amen, amen. Hold to God's unchanging. Thank you, Deacon Martin. Thank you, men's choir. Thank you for your singing today. Thank you, clergy, for your being here. You know what I was looking at Brother Thomas, Reverend Thomas. Reverend Thomas got a little dance in him. Hold to God. Adam's got a little dance in him also. Come on, hold
on to God.
Hold to His hand.
Eternal and everlasting God, how thankful we are that you reminded us today that if we are to follow you, we must deny ourselves. Cost of fellowship is denying oneself, taking and believing in the plans of God for us. Thank you, our God, that you disrupt our plans. so that we can be your true servants. Life is not a game. It's a plan that God has given us that we may wholly depend on Him. And so now we pray that as we go from this place, we go taking the name of Jesus with us, with our testimony being, I have decided to follow Jesus. Though none go with me, I will follow Jesus. Dismiss us from this building, but never from your presence. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. People of God said amen. And they sing, Hold to His Anointing.